You know that we love our on-demand listeners here at Lutheran Public Radio. Now, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. in 2008, please consider making a year-end gift to help support this worldwide outreach. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can contribute by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and mail it to LPR Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. LPR Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us as we approach the end of 2008.
If I punch you, you're going to turn the other cheek.
20 years ago, I would have knocked you back. But now I would create an environment where you would cease to feel hostility.
The elites of California have decided that we're going to have same-sex marriage, and what the people want can be damned.
You are asked now, perhaps by your creator, not on a question of gay or straight. You are asked now to stand on a question of love. Let the tiny ember of love meet its own fate.
All you need is love.
Since President-elect Obama says that his main thing was change, then it's time for him to have a change of heart for the little babies in America who are being aborted and they're dying.
Well, they call California a bellwether state for a number of reasons. People were watching California not so much, and this was about a month ago, not so much to see who Californians would elect president. That was almost a foregone conclusion. They were watching California because of a thing called Prop 8. A constitutional amendment, that's how they can amend the California Constitution out there on the West Coast, through a referendum. Prop 8 would have amended the California Constitution to prohibit the definition of marriage to one man, one woman. Doesn't sound like it should be earth-shaking. After all, marriage has been one man, one woman for so very long. Yet in California, the passage of Prop 8, and it did pass, has proved almost more controversial than the vote for Prop 8. We're going to be talking about who the Prop 8 voters in California really were. There's a new poll out there that suggests that they may have been uneducated, low-income religious zealots. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. It's live Thursday afternoon, the 4th of December. Thanks for tuning us in. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. I'm Todd Wilkin. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. After our conversation with Randy Thomason on Prop 8 voters, we'll spend the rest of today's show talking with James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries about Islam. What is Islam? Radical? Peaceful? Randy Thomason is president of Campaign for Children and Families based in Sacramento, California. Randy, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hey, Todd, good to be with you. Hello.
So were the pro-Prop 8 voters out in California simply uneducated, low-income religious zealots?
No. They were people with biblical convictions. The Bible does talk about marriage being only for a man and a woman. If you're Jewish, go with the Old Testament. If you're Christian, you go with the New Testament and the Old Testament as a backgrounder. And both Testaments agree that marriage is only for a man and a woman. You can go with Genesis 2 or Matthew 18. Both agree. As far as education, let me tell you, when you don't get re-educated in the liberal university system, you still retain the truth that you knew when you went to the bathroom or stood naked in front of a mirror, that your equipment is different if you're a man or a woman, and that when you saw that your parents had a baby or you watched a science about life in the womb, that you know that babies are made through something from a man and something from a woman. You can only forget that if you're re-educated by a liberal university that tells you you're a bigot to think that. I'll tell you, no, you're scientific to think that. So that's why it's no surprise that those who did not get a college degree actually knew more of the truth than those who were in the re-education camps, campuses.
Okay, so how do you read the poll that says religion was a major factor, that income was lower than average for the voters who supported Prop 8, and that their educational levels were less than average. How do you read that?
No surprise. I think it's just fine. Because, again, you can get re-educated out of truth. You can believe lies because college campuses think terrible stuff often. Let me give you a quick story. I know somebody who is teaching in a college in California. It's a state college, and this person actually is a Christian and asked the children, they were the undergrads in his class, do you believe in God? Who believes in God here? And no hand went up. This was a class of 30 undergrads. He tried it in a different class he had, 30 other undergrads. Not a single hand went up, not a single undergrad who would raise their hand and say they believed in God. Well, then afterwards at his office, two of the students came to him and said, well, you know, we do believe in God. And this person I know says, well, why don't you say so? And the one boy, he said, well, he was Methodist. He said, what do you mean? This is America. You see, so this tolerance crap has been basically pushed down their throat in the colleges where they think that they cannot stand up for what they know is true. They cannot even stand up and say they believe in God. That's why I call them re-education camps, the campuses of the state university systems. I can count on maybe two hands the colleges that are truly principled with moral scientific beliefs that marriage is only for a man and a woman. And you know what? It's a shame to say that in America, but that's what's happened. The liberals of the 60s became college professors, and they're basically indoctrinating children.
What do you make of the flap over the fact that a majority of African Americans voted in favor of Prop 8 a month ago?
Well, according to some exit polls, it was 70% of black Californians. I'm not surprised by that at all because blacks are very, very offended when a homosexual says, look, I got my civil rights. Homosexuality is the same as race. And the average black person says, no, it isn't. I know the difference between skin color and behavior. So black voters are very offended with the homosexual agenda equating itself with being black.
Do you think it was a decisive element in the because people have noted, well, perhaps and most certainly the same African Americans who were voting and carrying the state of California for Barack Obama as president were also voting in favor of Prop 8. Do you think that was decisive for the passage of Prop 8 in California?
Yes, it was a narrow vote. It was 52.3 to 47.7%, and that's about 9 points lower than 8 years ago when marriage was last on the ballot with a statutory initiative, not a constitutional amendment. The campaign that did the marriage amendment out here in California actually put out mailers saying that John McCain and Barack Obama both believed that marriage was for a man and a woman. I could almost scream when I saw those mailers because Barack Obama was opposed to the Proposition 8 on the ballot. Barack Obama actually has pledged to repeal the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which would import so-called homosexual marriages into all states. So it's not true that Barack Obama supported marriage, but that's sort of what was sold. Nevertheless, we find that when the issue is clear, such as is marriage only for a man and a woman, that a black voter will say, of course. But then they're essentially married to the Democratic Party because that has been a history and a voting habit. I say bad habits need to be gotten out of. I'd vote for the ones who are true blue on marriage.
You mentioned just a moment ago the apparent drop in support for pro-marriage ideas in California over the last decade. How do you account for that?
Well, going from 61.4% in the year 2000 for what was then called Proposition 22, same 14 words, only marriage between a man and a woman is valid or recognized in California. It was a statutory initiative, not a constitutional amendment. That was 8 years ago. And now to have 52.3% for the constitutional amendment, saying the exact same thing, you know what it is? It's older voters have died. Older voters who, you know, I'm talking elderly. The elderly people that were alive 9 years ago, you know, those who were in their 80s, you know, half of them are dead. And they knew that marriage was only for a man and a woman. Well, then you get the younger voters who were educated in the government schools, the K through 12 school system, which is now promoting homosexual marriage and homosexuality for a long time here in California. That's why we're calling the parents to take their kids out of the government school system and into church schools or homeschooling. Those children grew up and then went into the state colleges. We're back to the re-education camps again. And they are believing that homosexuality is good and natural, and maybe even for them, it doesn't matter. The younger generation is getting better on life. They understand the science of life in the womb, but they're getting worse on sexual morality. They're fooling around in every which way. You can call it inner or outer, but they're fooling around, and it's not good. We need to tell them the truth about sexually transmitted diseases and that marriage is only for a man and a woman naturally. We need to dare them to find the gay gene because it has not been found and will never be found.
Okay, with only about 30 seconds, give us your thoughts on the legal challenges to California's Prop 8. What do you think the Supreme Court will say about it?
Well, I'm very sad that the Supreme Court of California has basically hijacked this case. They probably want to just put the last word on it and, quote, earn respect. It could go either way on the question of whether Prop 8 stands. It's going to be up to one man, attorney, he's the California Supreme Court Chief Justice Ron George. That was the way it was in May. Remember, it was a 4-3 vote to create homosexual marriage. The second question before the court will be about should the 18,000 homosexual marriages done this summer be nullified. I think the court is going to leave them in place, sadly, as poor role models to children. I don't know what they're going to do about the first question, should Prop 8 stand, saying no homosexual marriages after November 4.
Folks, you'll find a link to Campaign for Children and Families, based in Sacramento, California, under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Randy Thomason is president of Campaign for Families, for Children and Families in Sacramento, California. Randy, thanks for your time.
Hey, always a pleasure. Thanks. Bye-bye.
When we come back, James White's going to join us for the remainder of this hour. Islam, of course, has been, in the past couple of years, the subject du jour. But what is the real Islam? Is it the Islam presented by men like Osama bin Laden or by the peace-loving Western Muslims we find here among us in the U.S.? We'll answer that question after this. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most talk radio shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener supported. We rely upon you to pay for the production, salaries, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a financial gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. That's Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend upon you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What is causing Rush's infertility problem?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Marina Tarasova of the St. Petersburg Research Institute for Gynecology and Obstetrics recently explained at an international conference how the use of abortion as birth control among the Russian people is causing greater infertility in Russia. She pointed out that 64% of pregnancies in Russia end in abortion, compared with fewer than 20% in America and Europe. The prevalence of abortion, she asserts, has led to an unprecedented 14% increase in female infertility in the country, making it so that there are now more than 5.5 million infertile couples in Russia.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.